Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And normally joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, but he is on a trip. So we've got Sean Whitfield with us. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
And, you know, Dr. Green and I, we always just don't have a script and we just keep on keeping on with what we got in our heads. I do want to say real quick, any, you know, opinions that I have about what we're living through with COVID is pretty much my opinion. And, you know, you don't have to take it to the bank, and it's certainly not any reflection on anyone else but myself. So I don't know. Maybe I should make a comment real quick about that. Would you like
sure,
that?
Sure. And I'd be interested in knowing your thoughts. You know, the pandemic is changing daily, weekly. The numbers continue to rise. And I was just kind of curious what your thoughts were about that to where it is at this point.
Well, first off, if you study the history of pandemics and viruses, they have a certain track record that this one is mimicking, just about like most of them. They will weaken, they will become stronger, they will then get weak again and become stronger again. And that is the nature of how they spread. The thing is that will, and I've said this multiple times since about July, it will take three things for this pandemic to ease, which we're coming up to very closely. We have to get the election over with. It's almost done, but then again, we're almost not done. Secondly, there needs to be a vaccine at least available, not for people like me, because I truly believe it's going to be devastating to the health of those compromised individuals. In fact, I fly airplanes. Today, the FAA announced if you take the vaccine at this point, you probably will have your license revoked. The FAA is concerned so much that they will not let a pilot fly as of today if you took the vaccine. Pretty scary stuff.
So, if you do not take the vaccine.
No, if you do take it, you will not be able to fly.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Because they have a common sense. They know that it is so unpredictable what can happen with this vaccine that it is mind-boggling, and no one knows. It's a throwing the dice in Vegas with $1 million on the plate. And will it help offer protection against people? Yes, it will. Again, this is my second thing. We need the virus, the vaccine, in order to lessen fears. Fear is devastating and gobbling up our life. And so whatever it takes, even with the side effect of the vaccine, it is a good thing. I'm voting for the vaccine to be available tomorrow, if it could be, for those people and the government and the media to calm down on this fear that they are expressing unrationally. Yes, there's reasonableness to it. We have to be cautious. We have to do the right thing. We need to wear a mask. We need to be sanitation. We need to have people who are compromised not be around a lot of people. But it's but they've gone way too far with this. So, you know, that, and then the third thing, herd immunity. We are probably 2 months away from a tipping point of enough people having this where immunity is going to greatly alter the cases. The big thing about these cases are that the test that they are using is moderately inaccurate. It simply is. The person who invented this test is actually questioning constantly why they are using it, because it is picking up cases that are really not cases. It's giving positives to people who are not contagious. There are more accurate testing available, but because this is the first one that they really chose, they're sticking with it. In fact, you know, I posted on Facebook on Vital Health Radio again about how long will we continue to ignore the life-saving truth of vitamin D against this virus. And yesterday, England decided they're going to hand out free vitamin D to counteract the severe respiratory issues revolving with this virus. Nutrition World has offered free vitamin D to teachers and healthcare workers from, 6 months ago. I made a challenge on my Facebook. Any brave politician in this town who could read the literature that I would be happy to send them with the research that says we can save this town and this country if we can get people's vitamin D to go up, because 99% of all people in severe symptoms with this virus have low vitamin D. When you have high vitamin D, your risk is so minimized that you still are sick. Don't get me wrong. You still catch it, but you just get through it just like you would the flu. You don't have to go into those severe symptoms of lungs and inflammation. So vitamin D is a lifesaver for literally $8 a bottle. And it really makes me irritated and frustrated that the powers to be will not at least say this.
So to go back to your comment about the FAA, so if someone is a pilot for Delta Airlines and they feel like they, for the safety of them and their family, they want to get the vaccine, they would lose their license?
At this point, it says FAA is not determined whether pilots will be able to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and keep their medicals. In a statement late Sunday, the agency is still trying to decide, because of the uncertainties of this vaccine, whether they will allow you to keep your medical. That means if you can't keep your medical, you can't fly an airplane. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. I have to do a medical every 2 years. If I go one day past the medical, I am subject to a lot of troubles in the legal system. So at this point, they cannot determine that this vaccine's safe. So if it was out today and an airline said you have to take it, the FAA says you're going to blow your medical. Now, that may come to where the FAA says it's fine. Mm-hmm. But the FAA is smarter than a lot of people, and they know that we don't know. We know we don't know. And once you stick something in your body, it's going to be there. It's going to cause things from Guillain-Barré syndrome to Bell's palsy to neurological issues in those susceptible individuals. Now, people who are listening are saying, yeah, but how about the people who are dying? You know what? It's a risk against benefit. People ask me for the past 25 years, should I get a shingles shot? And I say this, I'm not anti-vaccine, but I'm cautious about vaccines. I say to them, in my opinion, after 42 years of watching people get shingles, if you are over 65, your health is compromised, I think the risk of the vaccine is less than the risk of getting shingles. So I think you should do it. But we don't have a clue about this vaccine. It is altering DNA, RNA. That's a different way of producing a vaccine than has ever been made in history. And if we can decrease the risk of this vaccine with a $7 vitamin, why in the heck would you want to take a vaccine that had tremendous risk unless you were truly in a risky position with terrible health? But even then, you're risking your health because of the vaccine that's unknown.
Do you think we're going to see many professions and many employers that are going to require their people to take the vaccine?
Absolutely. In fact, my daughter told me that the people who hold all the concerts have already said you will not be able to enter the concert unless you have a passcode that you have a vaccine.
Well, you know, I heard you say that a couple of weeks ago on the show. Mm-hmm. So I Googled that and I did some research on that. And Billboard magazine released that information right around November the 15th.
Okay.
November the 25th or 6th, USA Today did a story on it where they interviewed Ticketmaster. And Ticketmaster said that was something they were considering.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that has changed since that USA Today article. Matter of fact, I meant to forward it to you just for, you know, information purposes. But it could still happen. But it's one of those things that they, you know, were considering. Matter of fact, Ticketmaster was trying to go on the record with USA Today to eliminate that false information by Billboard magazine, because Billboard magazine is a pretty prominent magazine in the entertainment world. But to add to that point, as far as vaccines, I had even, I don't know if I heard this in the news media or read that there's even some countries that are considering, or they are going to mandate, that in order for you to travel into their country, you have to show with your passport that you have been received the vaccination.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you've clarified that on Ticketmaster slightly. Again, it obviously is a little less than what I was told, but they are considering it. And it's not a bad business move. I will have to say, being an entrepreneur of 42 years, it really is. I mean, we have to do what we have to do to position our business to be able to have people buy tickets. Mm-hmm. And if a lot of people get vaccines, then that's okay, because they would have enough people to choose from. I think it's going to be at most 50% will get this vaccine. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be like the flu vaccine. People tend to be more at ease with that because we've had it. But it's a scary place to be, and I'm not completely condemning the vaccine. I'm actually endorsing the fact that it's going to be available to calm these irrational fears. And so I'm happy for the vaccine, I'm happy for herd immunity, and I'm happy to get the election over with. Those are the three things that have to happen. And I said it starting in about the end of July, and I'm still saying the same thing.
What's your prediction of when we will start to see some normalcy in our
March,
lives?
March. I am completely predicting in March we will start having far less numbers. First off, know that the numbers, because you are positive, does not mean you have a case. Secondly, death rates, because you die with COVID, does not mean you die of COVID. Those are the two huge factors that we have to play into this. No one in the media is talking about the fact that just because if you're positive does not mean you died from it. If you died from a heart attack and you had COVID, guess what they're calling you? A COVID death. Guess what, Sean? It's time to take a break, my brother. When we come back, I want to talk about my personal stuff in the gym a little bit. I know I spoke about doing some breath holding last week, and I have tried really hard this week, so I want to update you on that, plus a bunch of other things. So we've got that, plus more to come. For Ed Jones here with Sean, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and usually with my partner, Dr. Green. But we got Sean today, which is always an enjoyable time. And what's going on with you, Sean?
I wanted to share with everyone a promotion that we've got going on here at Vital Health Radio called Heat for the Holidays. You've got the opportunity to win a brand new heating and air system from our friends at Carter Heating and Air. And we've teamed up with not only Carter Heating and Air, but News 12. And this is, we're in the holiday season, and we're going to give away a brand new energy efficient heating and air conditioning system. You can register to win at WDEF.com. We'll have a drawing on Monday, December the 22nd during News 12 Now at 6 p.m. And all this is brought to you by Carter Heating and Air, News 12 Now, and Vital Health Radio.
Cool. And, I spoke earlier in the first segment about the vaccine, and I did mention that the FAA, people who are in charge of people who fly airplanes like myself, hasn't determined whether pilots will be able to get vaccinated. But here I just read further down in the paragraph, it says the Airline Pilots Association is telling its members to not take part in any clinical trials for vaccines because they will lose their medicals, perhaps for a very long time. Ooh, scary. Okay. Wow. We'll move past all that. And again, please know that vitamin D, if it's above 50 nanograms on your blood work, is tremendously boosting to your immune system. There's no way you know it's 50 unless you do blood work. We're doing it December 18th again at Nutrition World. I think the cost is $35. And you just walk in from 8 to 11 and stick your arm out. You can get any blood work you would like, but vitamin D is the most important. And Nutrition World is giving away free vitamin D to all healthcare workers and teachers, because I want to help people to have a better health. You know, Sean, I talked last week with Dr. Green about the fact that I'm always trying to test myself at certain times, not always, but I'm wanting to kind of push myself again. And I saw this Facebook post that I reposted on Vital Health Radio from this Navy SEAL talking about becoming stronger. And it really has to do with testing yourself, pushing yourself to a new limit. That's how we build anything. We build our memory, we build our immune system, we build our biceps. You cannot do anything and advance unless you are pushing to the limit, at least getting close to it. Well, I started doing breath holding on my push-ups again, as I mentioned last week. I did this past Wednesday on one breath, I did 45 push-ups, but today I actually did 50 push-ups on one breath, and I held my breath last Tuesday for 2 minutes and 45 seconds. My goal, again, is to get up to about 330 on breath holding. So what I'm telling people, and if you look on Facebook for this Navy SEAL, very inspirational 2-minute video that is echoing the same thing. So I'm saying, even breath holding, sit on your couch, use your watch, and just see how long you can hold your breath. I don't care if it's 17 seconds. Tomorrow, make it 18 seconds. This is how we build more endurance, strength, and resiliency in our world. We, as I wrote on Facebook, we rust out far before we wear out. And so don't let yourself rust out. Keep testing it. And the immune system needs to be tested. Why? This is one reason we have so much autoimmune. The immune system is not tested like it used to be back in the jungle days when we were always in the midst of all kind of infections and bacteria. So I know it's counterintuitive to hear this, but it is what I truly believe in and have for decades because I've watched so much about health and watched so many people.
Had you done some research on that, Ed, to know where the bar was you were going to set as far as push-ups and doing it on one breath? Or what is standard?
Well, what always inspires me is Wim Hof, W-I-M-H-O-F. Wim Hof is the gentleman who's truly a superman who exposes himself to massive quantities of challenges like freezing cold temperatures to a level that I could not even imagine and holding breaths during exercise. And he trains people to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in about 8 weeks, average people now, and they end up beating people who've trained for 5 years because he has this technique of breath holding while you exercise that will, it's like steroids times 10, that triggers your body to do things that it could never have done before. Mm-hmm. So Wim Hof has been my inspiration for many, many years. But it's really just a personal thing because I do know that the resiliency of breath holding, that is going to give you a better ability to move through anything. I don't care if you're cutting the grass in your front yard or you're having to run away from somebody attacking you or you get COVID. The stronger you are before some event, the better you will pursue through it. When I had COVID in June, about June 12th, I did have some shortness of breath, but it wasn't significant because I'm nutrient dense and I went into it in shape. That's why Mexico has they've regulated so many of the processed foods that are super available because Mexico even realizes the devastation of eating processed food in relation to health problems with this virus. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing to me that Mexico can do this and America can't.
Do you do much cardiovascular work?
I don't, John. One is I have a very fast metabolism because I live on a keto diet and I lose weight too fast. I'm skinny to begin with, but I can't afford to lose the little muscle that I have. And so I have to be cautious. Now, I only rest 30 seconds between sets. So that is modestly cardio in itself. Mm-hmm. But I am there, as you know, Monday through Friday, every morning at about 5:50 to 6:10. And I work out very, very, very hard. And I do take 1 to 2 days off.
I didn't know if, running on the treadmill, elliptical, bike, whatever it may be, would be beneficial to enhance the goal you're trying to achieve.
Well, first off, I believe that walking on the treadmill or running is counterproductive. One is it will burn muscle, It doesn't burn much fat. What you want is high-intensity training. You want to be on the treadmill, it's fine, but you have to do it in a very short spurt type of exercise. That's been confirmed by many, many people. And what that means is you walk fast for 1 minute and you run like you're being chased by gorillas for the next minute. And then you walk for a minute and you recover slightly. Then you run super fast for another minute. You only do this for about maybe 8 minutes. That is what creates the benefit of the exercise and continues to burn body fat. Mm-hmm. People walking on treadmills literally could put on more body fat. Hey, I've been in the gym now for, I'm 63. I started working out when I was 14. So, you know, that's a bunch of years. I've never seen one single person ever look better from staying on that treadmill. And I don't care the people who stay there for 1 hour. Is it good for you? Yes, it is. But if you're trying to look better, it's a waste of your time. Complete waste. So that's, of course, you know me, I'm never outspoken and I always sugarcoat everything.
Well, I didn't mean to get you off track if I did, but I wanted to, just was curious.
I want to say, you know, I know Dr. Green and I, we talk about places we eat, and I know sometimes we've probably talked a little bit too much about that. And we actually had a comment on that, and I appreciate the person who said that. And anybody out there who has questions or comments who thinks that, you know, we need to improve our way of performing here on, and it's not performing, it's just real life on Vital Health Radio, please send an email because we really pay attention to that.
Yeah, just go to our website, vitalhealthradio.com. If you've got a suggestion or if there's a topic that you want to hear what Ed thinks about or how would Ed do it or how Dr. Green would do it, just go to our website and share with us your question or story.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, I really haven't eaten any place new, Sean. And if you have any place, please share it because we rarely ever ask you about that. But I do want to say, I constantly try to stock my refrigerator with things that, like when I, you know, get home at 7:30 at night, I sometimes eat early suppers and will be hungry. So, mm-hmm. What you have stocked in your refrigerator is going to be a deal breaker or make the deal, because if you don't have the right products, you're going to grab the wrong ones because that's mm-hmm. all you have. Well, my daughter, Katie, told me about this cottage cheese called Good Culture at Publix. And what I'm looking for always is high protein and low carbohydrates. The Good Culture is like the best cottage cheese I've ever had. And I'm not a lover of cottage cheese, but I like it. And so I will take that cottage cheese and maybe put just a little bit of blueberries on it, organic blueberries, maybe 15, and eat that almost every night this past 2 weeks. And it sits well with me. It builds muscle. It burns body fat. And
so what is it you like about this particular cottage cheese over, say,
it's high fat.
Mayfield's?
It's high fat.
Oh, it's high fat.
Yeah, it's really super fatty. Because I believe significantly in trying to maintain what's called ketosis, which means that we are burning fat for fuel rather than carbohydrates. In fact, I've done a lot of study the past 30 days on a guy named Travis Christofferson, who wrote a book called The Fourth Fuel. And, you know, we all know that we burn fats, carbohydrates, and protein. But guess what? There's actually a fourth fuel that the body runs on, which is ketones. And what are those? They are what the body produces when it runs out of carbohydrates. And so we try to help the body to do that by not snacking on foods that are carbohydrate rich. In fact, and I'm not saying this to offer or sell any product, there are ketones that you can purchase in a powder form. And I have started drinking those about 2 weeks ago at 9 o'clock 9 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I can just tell you right now, anyone listening, if you want to think better and you're on a modest carb diet, you can't do this and get any results if you're on a high carb diet. Modest carb diet only, which means about maybe 80 carbs a day. You do a ketone drink, you will think better because the brain runs on ketones like a drag racing car would on high octane fuel. And it also burns body fat. I've lost 1% body fat in 2 weeks, and not that I need to. But I want the lowest body fat because, dadgum it, you know, I like my abs to show. And so the ketone powder doesn't taste good, but I do it twice a day and makes me feel awesome.
Now, for those that didn't get a chance to make a note of that cottage cheese, what did you say that was again?
It was made by a company called Good Culture. Good Culture at Publix. I'm not sure if anybody else has it. And I will have to put a plug in. You know, people think, you know, I'm not, they don't think this because I'm not, but I am happy to announce that Whole Foods will be opening December 19th, not very far from Nutrition World. I see them as a partner, not as a competitor. I really encourage people to stock their refrigerator with healthy foods, and no one has a better selection than Whole Foods. So that's going to be where the old Earth Fair location is.
Yeah.
And I do hope that people, they will continue to Nutrition World because we serve a kind of a different need and purpose. But I want people to be healthy. To be healthy, you have to eat healthy. To eat healthy, you have to shop healthy. Earth, you know, Whole Foods has a great selection.
Have you heard anything further on Trader Joe's by chance?
Well, I see the building is starting to go, so I'm guessing about 4 months to 5 months, and I'm hugely invested in their quality. Also, they are what the thing that makes Trader Joe's, and you know, they don't do any advertising, and they have about only 30% of the SKUs, which is products that a grocery store has. But the reason they do that is because they vet all their products to a level of quality that almost no one does. The only person I know that vets quality to that level is Nutrition World, because we go through entire selections of everything we sell and make sure we have lab reports, make sure we have quality, make sure we have reports from people using it, or we discontinue it. Mm-hmm. And Trader Joe's does the same thing, even down to their wines and their foods and their packages. So I am thrilled that this town finally has, on this side of the river, the ability for all of us listening to stock our refrigerators and shelves with good quality foods. So thank you.
Good information.
Well, you know what? That was another quick little segment, wasn't it, Sean?
Time for a break.
It is time for another break. When we come back, I want to talk about a couple other things, one of which is pet food, and a story that I want to tell about, it's not a real pleasant story, about how pet foods are produced. And I was really shocked, even though I really well read on this, I was shocked to hear this story this past week. So it is time to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the pet food and more to come. For normally Dr. Green, but today for Sean and Ed Jones, stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner today, Sean Whitfield, normally Dr. Christopher Green, but he's on a trip. So I want to talk a little bit about sleep just a minute, because I brought something in today. How is your sleep, Sean? Do you do well?
No. I probably find myself waking up probably every 2.5 hours. I ran out of the GABA that you talk about often, and actually I was in your store just the other day and picked up some GABA because I had ran out, and I can certainly tell a difference when I haven't taken that before bedtime.
You know what? That actually makes me mad, because I don't have any GABA at home and I forgot to get it. Daggum it! Yeah. But I have a new remedy that goes along with GABA. GABA is what we use in the middle of the night when you wake up and you can't calm your brain down, and I've always used it for about 4 or 5 years now. And it's totally safe. Used 1,000 milligrams will end up, you wake up in the middle of the night, have your little pills ready with some water, and you take them to calm yourself down. But I'm pouring in a box right now this new remedy by a company called Solgar. I doubt I've ever taken anything that has worked as well to keep me asleep. This is not one you take when you wake up. It's one you take before you go to bed. And it does have melatonin in it, which usually used to bother me. Now it is my best friend on earth. So I'm sliding a box over to Sean. Don't take it too late in the evening. You might be too sleepy in the morning. But it has, I've done them all. And this one, for the company gave me a sample of it. And I was skeptical. I just took one pill one night and I was like, that can't be this good. Second night, same thing. And I've had about a vast improvement in how long I can stay asleep. It's made by Solgar, and it's just called Triple Action Sleep. And
yeah, you've got quite a few products by them. The GABA that I take is a Solgar product. So you take this right before bedtime?
I actually do it an hour and a half before bed because it does can leave a little bit of hangover the next morning. So I do it about 7:30, and then I'm okay once I get my coffee in the morning.
Because I've noticed with melatonin, I have a little bit of a hangover feeling.
Yeah, that's why you got to start early and know that it's going to probably hang with you about 8 to 9 hours. So time it appropriately. If you go to bed tonight at midnight and you plan on getting up at 6 or 7, don't do it.
Well, that's exactly what I've done before. So that makes sense.
You know, just do it early on, and, you know, if you have opportunity to go to bed and you get sleepy, just follow the rhythm of sleep and go back.
And you just take one tablet.
Oh, just one. Yes. Yes, sir. Just one. I want to say something, and it's something I tend to not think about much because it isn't my normal conversations with people, but we have an amazing pet food section at Nutrition World, and I'm not saying it to talk about our pet food section. What I'm talking about is, you know, there's a lot of hidden facts behind all things. Like, I ate tonight at last night at Carrabba's, and I had salmon. Well, if it's farm-raised salmon, I don't have a single clue whether that was quality or it was really bad quality. I can't tell because I don't know. I don't have transparency with any food at a restaurant. So I try to choose the best places. Like Bonefish has wild caught, Carrabba's. I didn't even want to ask the question because I know probably the answer is it's farm raised. Farm raised is really nasty stuff, but I wanted it and I was there, and you do the best you can. But with pet foods, it's 10 times worse. In fact, there's something called rendered foods, and this is all factual. This is not made up. So most kibble, that's dried food that we give to our cat and our dog, most of it's chicken based. This is how they get the chicken in most of these brands. They will buy slaughterhouse waste chicken. What is that? That is chicken that has been thrown out by the USDA because it has tumors and this and unhealthy or not fresh or multiple reasons. This chicken is piled into a semi-truck. It doesn't matter if it's the middle of summer, it will be transported to the places that produce pet food. Some of those are hundreds of miles away from where the collection station is for the chicken. It is not refrigerated. It could be 110 degrees outside or in that truck. It can travel for an entire day. It's then dumped off at the kibble station and sterilized. Well, we can sterilize anything. We can sterilize dead bodies with formaldehyde, and everything's killed in it. So that's what they do to this chicken that's going to go into your loving pet's food. Well, the sterilization itself is toxic because of the chemicals used. Secondly, of course, the chicken is totally spoiled and rotten and rancid because of the transportation of it. And thirdly, the chicken itself, even originally, if you tuck it, was not healthy. That's why the USDA kicked it out. This is what's in 80% of all kibble. No wonder we have a cancer rate in animals that is worse than ever in the history of mankind, far worse than humans, and is really uncontrollable. And their skin issues are probably half of all pets have skin issues. And it's really a sad situation. So what do you do about that? We carry the pet foods at Nutrition World that have none of this. We truly demand transparency in order to allow people to purchase foods. You would not believe the improvement and elevation of your pet's health when you go into a healthy food like this if they're struggling. You know what? It's like you can give unhealthy food to young people, young pets, young cats and dogs, and you don't see a difference because it's like not changing your oil in a new car. You don't really tell the damage is going on until it's too late. So know that this kibble stuff is really not healthy for people, for other pets.
Does Nutrition World carry like the big bags of pet food like you would see at the warehouse clubs, that kind of thing?
No, because we do not believe in kibble. Kibble is dried food, and there is not a kibble that is extremely healthy. There just isn't. So it's frozen foods. We carry lots of frozen, and that's how you have to do it. And it's more raw food. It's more the food nature intended for a human, or a human and for the pets, for both of us. So we got to think about that. And the thing is, the packaging of pet foods is so intriguing and attractive that you're comforted by it. The word natural is on it, and all these nutrients and all this. It's all a smokescreen for what's really behind it.
Yeah, I don't have any pets, so I don't ever buy any pet food. So that's good information.
And you know, it was interesting. I was reading yesterday, and I'm an avid reader as far as health. And there was a family therapist. Her name was Virginia Satir, S-A-T-I-R. And she was a world-renowned family therapist. And she made years ago a very strong belief comment that we need 4 hugs a day for survival, 8 hugs a day for maintenance, and 12 for growth. And that came out in a really good post because of what we're living through today with no hugs. And the reason that hugs help so much is because we are wired for this type of energetic connection with other humans that we care about. And what happens when you hug someone that you care about is cortisol goes down. Well, cortisol is the stress hormone that is very corrosive if it's excessive. And we all have too much of it due to lack of sleep, too much work, too many carbs, blank, blank, blank. But, you know, I miss hugs because I'm still hugging when it's appropriate. And for those people who are comforted by it in the right place, and we know we're not sick. But, gosh, 12 hugs in a day? I don't remember the last time I had 12 hugs in a day.
That's interesting information there.
So 4 hugs for survival. So I'm gonna work on that 4 per day.
Anyway. Well, there's probably some relationships out there where they don't even touch one another one time in a day.
No. I mean, even people who are living together, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So I want to work a little bit on that. And, you know, it actually feels good just touch someone's knuckles like we do sometimes because we're so kind of isolated. And I feel so much sorrow for the children who are not having these interactions because you can't make up this time.
Just think of, and I think you've even spoken on this for briefly in a past show, just think of our seniors that are out there that are in, you know, nursing homes and those kind of places, and they're completely isolated, and their families have to stand at the window, you know, in order to see them.
It's something a movie would not even hardly be made about. And you know, prisoners of war, they most of the time, unless they're in solitary, they at least had other human beings around. And you know, isolation is a torture method that was used, and it certainly is in the past history. And I mean, to torture a prisoner, you put them in isolation. I don't know the answer. I'm not pretending to say that we should just open the door and let people come in by any means now. Don't get me wrong. But I sometimes weigh everything with risk against benefit, everything, whether I ride my motorcycle, I take my nutrients, I would choose a drug or any activity. So the risk against benefit for some people, the risk of being isolated is far greater than the risk of getting any virus. It really is.
You know, growing up in the oil business as I have and being in it today, that was one of the things my father taught me as a kid is gauge your level of risk. You know, there's all different types of risks, but how high is the level of risk?
Yes.
Is it a low risk? Is it a medium risk, high risk? You know, before you do something or maybe before you make a decision in life.
And my dad was a risk taker. That's why he was a good businessman. It's also why he went from rags to riches. But I'm kind of built to do that. I mean, you have to, as a pilot, learn very quickly how to judge risk. I was actually going to fly to Orlando yesterday for a convention, and I was really super, super busy as always, but the weather was a little bit iffy, so I chose not to. In the old days, maybe 5 years ago, I would have said go. Well, the older we get, get a little bit calmer down, and I want to take the safer road, so I chose not to do it. Risk against benefit again. I want to say that it was interesting. I saw yesterday on a news bulletin that GNC, General Nutrition Center, is going to be selling COVID testings. that you can walk in and purchase. I thought that was so bizarre. I would never have thought that a health food store would be the first in a town. They're not. They don't have it quite yet, but to have a COVID testing that that you can take home.
There must be a lot of money in it.
Oh, there's got to. Oh, well, there will be.
Follow the money.
Well, and I actually love that, because just like right now, you know, the holiday season, to give people peace of mind, they don't want to go to the health department to get tested. They don't want to go to a clinic right now. But if I had the ability if all of us at Christmas had the ability to test each other mm-hmm. for maybe 5 days before going, what a comfort level. Here comes the hugs again, because we would have a sense of peace that everyone there is safe, at least at the day they got tested. It's not perfect. Again, resilience benefit. But I think it's going to be a wonderful option for people to be able to
purchase. But I wonder how, if you can go in and buy a test, I'm wondering how accurate and how the quality is of the kit itself, the test results itself. How much credibility can you put into it?
Well, they can't market that without some approval process. You and I could not come out with a kit tomorrow and say, oh, this is a COVID kit. So if it's not really perfect at first, it won't be long, and they will be manufactured to the level that we need. There is no doubt at all. Well, brother, it's again time to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about one or two other little things about health, and that plus a little bit more to come for Normally Dr. Green, who's away this time. And I'm Ed Jones with my buddy Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my temporary partner, Sean Whitfield.
Happy to be here, and I wanted to share with everyone, Ed, for folks that are out there listening, and perhaps there is a past show of Vital Health Radio that you would like to hear again, or maybe you missed, or there's a topic that perhaps you were driving down the highway and you weren't able to make some notes of comments that you heard from Ed Jones and Dr. Green. You can listen to Vital Health Radio on demand, and there's numerous places you can go. You can go to vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, listen there. Or if you're always on the move, we have 10 different locations that you can go to on your smartphone or tablet, and I want to share those real quick. Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, iHeartRadio, Radio.com, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Amazon Alexa. Now, I've got to be careful about saying the Amazon A word, because we have one here in the studio and she'll start talking to us in just a moment. But if you have one in your home, just go and say, A, I want to listen to Vital Health Radio download, and it will play you the last episode of our show. So it's on demand. You can listen to it at your convenience. 10 different podcast locations. So hopefully you've got one of those on your phone or your tablet. If you don't, you can download any of those 10 and listen to it at your convenience on demand.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, that's one of the, again, like last week, I spoke about some of the blessings of COVID. And one of those is that we are turning our life into, instead of running all the time as like crazy roosters in a farm, we're actually kind of situating our own life to enhance our education, our entertainment, and kind of focusing back to the home front, because we had to. And I think we have found some comfort in that. That doesn't mean being secluded in the home front, but, you know, positioning yourself so that you have the capabilities of being very content within your own sacred house, perhaps. And I've been not good at that. So I'm wanting to be here talking to myself about it, because I usually was busy and had to go there, go here, shopping, eat, whatever, not get home till late. And I'm really starting to enjoy being in my own home and being at peace and having some peace and quiet.
And the month of December is a good time to kind of do that and recharge going into the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, recharge is a good word, that's for sure. I want to say real quickly, new podcast just came out 2 days ago on The Holistic Navigator, and it's one I've been wanting to do for 2 years. It was a gentleman, Dr. Cartsonell. He's now living in Florida. I had flown him up here twice from California to speak on autism. And it was probably, I've not listened to it, but I really feel it was one of the very best informative educational podcasts that I've ever done in The Holistic Navigator. Hmm. It is a sad, sad situation that all physicians just feel that there's no options for autistic children. It's about managing symptoms and good luck with life. And it's simply not true. Dr. Cartsonell has opened the eyes of so many people. He's been on Good Morning America. He's written many books, very well respected in the community, who has open minds, and very well criticized in those who do not. So listen to The Holistic Navigator on autism if you have a relative or your own situation with autistic children.
You know, there's a lot of children in the area, more than you would expect. I am a part of a group of people that have came together, and we are going to build a playground over at Heritage Park. Mm-hmm. In, you know where the Red Barn is there, yeah, at Heritage Park? We're looking to build a 15,000-square-foot park that is for children with special needs.
Really?
Yes. It's going to be called Harvest Inclusive Play. So if you go to Facebook, just search Harvest Inclusive Play. It's going to be about a $1.3 million project, and it's for people with children, people with autism, any kind of special needs. Mm-hmm. And this park and playground is going to be designed to meet their needs. We're going to be talking about that here on Vital Health Radio and some of the other shows. I want to get into that more after the first of the year, but it's something that has been in the works for about 3 years, and the city of Chattanooga is also partnering with this. This is a city of Chattanooga park, and McKee Bakery or McKee Foods is a partner, as well as the Chattanooga Kiwanis Club. Something that is real exciting that we're going to be talking about and get into details very soon.
I love that. That's and I used to go walk out there all the time, and I know I've seen you out there, actually.
Yeah, I go out there, well, when it was nice weather. I'm usually out there 4 or 5 nights a week.
Wonderful.
Walking.
I love the fact you really are committed to physical activity and exercise, and always have been as long as I have known you, Sean.
Yeah, it's been a little over 30 years.
Wow. So, and if there's any fountain of youth, that it would be found more so in exercise than anything else that you could do. Mm-hmm. So regardless of, even if it's a little amount, but doing something that elevates pulse rate and pushes the muscles is life-changing. I know real quickly, my daughter and I talked yesterday, and she's very sensible, does all the precautions, wears the mask, does sanitation, but she said she is so happy that she did not become frozen in March, because she has a one-year-old, and she said that she chose to follow the path of living life rather than being frozen by it during the COVID scare. And she said, what I would have missed if I had kept my little boy away from others, grandparents and loving people and all the memories in the Opera Land and the Disney, like so many, some people have done, and, you know, bless their heart, they thought they were doing right. But, you know, nothing we can do can stop the time unfolding in our life. And I told a friend of mine yesterday who's about my age, I said, you know, Randy, we got about a minute left to live. And it's really about that when you take a step back and you look at the big picture, a minute. Every moment is a gift, because it's going to be gone in a blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be true even of younger people. You're going to turn 63 if you're 40 now before you realize it.
Boy, when I hit 50, I'm 52 now. When I hit 50, my outlook on life changed in a big way. Mm-hmm. And I can just imagine and I'm counting the days now. When you say you're in the fourth quarter, I've been thinking that about myself.
Well, you're in the first of the fourth quarter, but I can tell you, 50 was big for me. 60 blew 50 away. 50 was nothing compared to the epiphany of 60. I came to peace with it, but it took me some work. Yeah. Believe it or not, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.